This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Mr. Speaker, I have concern about our trade deals, our unfair trade. We have lost in the past decade probably hundreds of jobs. Our community has lost thousands of jobs. These are good jobs in our community with health care and retirement benefits. I actually started supporting Mr. Trump more when he started talking about fixing these trade deals. Our support grew because without trade deals, without fixing them, our country will not have the good paying jobs we need. Now, my question to you, Mr. Speaker, is how will you, as leader of the House, help with this new administration fix these trade deals?
It's a great question, actually. And we've talked about this a lot, the president-elect and his economic team and myself, about how do we work together to do just what you said. Because, look, whenever I go to my kids' track meets, it's at Monterey Stadium in Janesville, Wisconsin, and you look down, you know, the end zone, and you see a shut GM plant. The core of my hometown and the employer was General Motors, and it's now a 4 million square foot mothball. So we have experienced the same kinds of things you're talking about, where we have lost really good family supporting manufacturing jobs. I think there are a number of things that we can and should and will do. Number one, we do need good trade deals. But here's the point. Getting good trade deals means go out and get other countries to play by our rules. You add up all the countries that we have trade agreements with, we have a surplus, a trade surplus with them. You add up all the countries we don't have trade agreements with, we have a massive trade deficit with. And so the secret to success is go out and get agreements. That's why I think of all the people who acceded to the presidency who are, you know, negotiators, Donald Trump's that. And I believe that he has the tools and the skills to go out and get good agreements to get other countries to play by our rules so we have a level playing field. That's point number one. Point number two, and I know you're walking toward me and I don't mean to jawbone too much, but our tax reform we think is really critical. We hit our businesses so much more than our foreign competitors hit theirs. The industrial world average tax rate on businesses like tool and die makers, 23%. If you're a subchapter S corporation, pass through, top tax rate 44.6%. Or if you're a corporation, 35%. We are taxing our businesses at such higher tax rates than the other countries tax theirs. So number one, we got to get those tax rates down. But number two, what all these other countries, almost all our competitors do, is they have a tax system where they border adjust their taxes. They, when they make something to sell overseas into America, they take the tax off of it.
Yes, they do.
And then it comes into America and it's tax-free. If we make something, we tax it and send it to those countries, and then as it goes into their country, they tax it.
Well, you know, they laid out the plan. I mean, there's two issues there, Scott. I mean, you know, one is certainly with trade, and Paul Ryan has to admit when it comes to negotiating. I mean, here you have a negotiator in Donald Trump. You got Donald Trump asking questions that people have asked all along that the Congress, including Ryan, have not asked previously, or if they did, they weren't serious about pursuing it. Now you've got the courage and the intestinal fortitude of a leader who comes in and says, hey, we're asking those questions. You know, what's going on with this level playing field? You know, I've seen it as a businessman, jobs going out overseas because the incentives are there. People will do. That's the age-old business principle. People will do that which they get rewarded for. So businesses have been rewarded to take their jobs overseas. And so what did you expect to happen? So it takes a guy like Donald Trump, you know, to say what Main Street America has been saying for a long time as well. I mean, they get it. Congress, for some reason, doesn't get it, because you can hear a little bit of the appeasement in Ryan's voice. Is that, you know, hey, kind of, yeah, this way, you know, this has been done. We've been ripped off all along. And now it takes somebody like Donald Trump to do something about it, to at least put the spotlight on it, and now it can't continue. So that's going to solve one of the problems. The other problem certainly is the taxes. that the government has also been complicit in pulverizing business. They're basically told business is not welcome here in America. So, you know, you get cheaper jobs, better benefits, better incentives overseas, so why not go there? Anyway, the conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know it seems a little complex because it took us a long time to get where we are right now, but we all agree this is not where we want to be. And where we're going, it's going to be a little bit of pain ahead. You know, it's this grief to happiness ratio that we're in the middle of here right now. The grief is the realization that we're not where we should be. Okay. And it will be better. But at least it seems that most of America is ready to put one big giant step forward, Mother May I, in the direction of getting this country back on track. And I say congratulations. It is going to require all of us, all hands on deck. Megan Barth is with us right now, speaking of which, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. So what did you think about Paul Ryan's dissertation, to the question about, about jobs? You know, that is job one, you know, for this administration. And, dealing with it, the way the trade deficit is working out and certainly the tax situation. He brought up two of the issues. But, you know, we the people are just saying enough of this already. I mean, you know, we can overanalyze this to know when. Let's just fix this problem. And that's what I'm sensing that I'm starting to hear, whether we're talking about health care, whatever it is. It's like, OK, you know, I don't want to get into too much of the morass of, a president who's messed up the program for the last 8 years and a Democratic Party that seems so self-interested that they really don't want to do anything or much on behalf of we the people. They say they do. But at every turn right now, they're putting sticks in everybody's spokes as we're trying to get back on track here.
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons Trump won not only the nomination but the presidency is because, one, people trusted that he was going to take actions that follow his words, and that is unusual because politicians like to talk a big game, yet they never bring the ball over the finish line. You know, they were elected in a majority, the Republicans, in both in sweeping 2010 midterm elections as well as 2012, Barack Obama lost close to 1,000 congressional seats, 13 governorships, and now they have lost the majority as we have the executive branch and the legislative branch. And what this tells us is that we're ready for actually someone to do their job.
Exactly.
And their job as a Republican is to reduce the footprint of government, to reduce the amount of regulations, to promote and advocate for the free market, and to carry through on your promises. The Republicans were largely elected in those midterms based on the promise that they were going to repeal Obamacare, and they never did. They never defunded the operation or the bill itself, which they could have easily done. They could have choked it off early. And they chose not to. Lack of political will. We have already seen a very strong political will in Trump. He has already made promises in his first press conference, for example, that no, he was not going to build a fence. He was going to build a wall. And no, he was simply not going to just repeal Obamacare or keep it. He was going to repeal and replace it. And he expected action from these politicians that were literally actionless, and all they did was talk a big game.
Well, regarding repealing and replacing, Megan, my frustration has been for the last 6 years, the Republicans have said, hey, we're going to repeal and replace. And I said, okay, replace with what? I mean, that has been my question every year up to this last moment. And so, you know, I think it's a bit embarrassing for them that here they are after all these years. And you know, I had a conversation with Betsy McCoy, who's been a patient advocate, former lieutenant governor out of New York. She's been on top of Obamacare from day one. And we've had many, many conversations historically regarding this. And that was my question to her. Two questions I asked was, what are we going to replace it with? And regarding that 30 million people that supposedly were uncovered, what happened to those people? Did they ever get covered? Did they just get lost in the morass and the complication of Obamacare? What happened? Because no government official, even Betsy, as good as she is, cannot give me that number. All they can say is generally say most of those people went into Medicare. Well, they'd gone in Medicare anyway. So big whoop. We retrofitted, social engineered the healthcare system, took over 20% of our economy, and messed this thing up big time for this, you know, elusive 30 million people. We don't even know what we did with them.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We did not create the chaos in the healthcare market. The Democrats own Obamacare.
Yes.
And as Donald Trump said in his press conference, we are going to basically take it off of their lap. You know, we're doing them a favor by taking the absolute failed policy that is, which is called Obamacare, which caused more chaos in the healthcare market than I can imagine, and one of the biggest tax increases on the middle class, as everyone was watching their premiums not be reduced by $2,500, actually increasing at a minimum of $2,500. And in some areas of this country, premiums spiked 116%, like in Arizona. And so we are going to take this off of the Democrats' lap and replace it with a free market system. Now, there is a combination of many different free market ideas that the Republicans have presented. And I think what they need to do and what they are doing is kind of getting one cohesive plan based on all of the different free market ideas. And I think one of the main ideas, what they are going to promote, is basically insurance reform and how you can reform the monopoly that insurance companies have in certain markets. You increase competition. Mm-hmm. You introduce competition. You allow people to shop for health care or health insurance, rather, outside of their own state. When I was in California, Bill, I had to pay into a pool, which is what you do when you buy health insurance. But that pool included, as forced by California state regulation,
right,
I had to buy a sex change operation. I had to buy acupuncture. I had to buy, artificial insemination. I had to buy all of these things as a healthcare consumer that I didn't need. And I was never going to have. I never am going to have a sex change operation. I am never going to want acupuncture. I don't like needles. I don't go to the chiropractor. I'm not going to get artificially inseminated. But I had to buy that because California, through their social justice, we must cover everybody. That's what I had to purchase.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when we can eliminate all of the extra, you know, liberal state regulations and people can actually go out and buy the insurance that's going to fit them, and reintroduce the doctor-patient relationship. We haven't had a free market in the healthcare system for decades. The government has been intrusive, it has taken over, and it has punished doctors and patients alike.
Right.
Through the amount of regulation, we have doctors now spending more time on paperwork instead of more time with their patients.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous what's going on. You know, Megan, my point in all this, in terms of the Republicans, they should have it, you know, and you've touched on a couple of things. But they should all be singing from the same choir and have at least, you know, 3 to 5 key foundational points about what their health care plan will be built upon. And if they
never had the intention of until Donald Trump came along. Yeah, that's what this really tells us.
I guess really that's what it comes down to, and that's a good point. That's probably why it's languished and it's where it is. And so, you know, people like us who ask the question, the follow-up question is saying, okay, what are we going to replace it with? You know, this explains it all. But now the heat is on, and they tried to derivate ever so slightly, but being the excellent leader that he is and the real chief executive officer, he readjusted them really quick and got them back on point, didn't he?
Sure did. Yep. And that's what strong leaders do.
Exactly. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online. online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bill Martinez Live. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Oh, Ms. Megan, what did you think about the confirmation hearings? You know, what I appreciate about these is it's quite revealing. I mean, because you get these people out there, they just cannot help themselves. You know, I guess they have to tell their constituents back home, look, I am a big man on campus here. I know what I'm talking about. And some of them just drone on forever, and they miss the point of what the confirmations are all about.
Well, there are a few confirmation highlights that I'd love to point out, and one is with General Mattis and his exchange with Kirsten Gillibrand, who's the senator from New York who took over Hillary Clinton's seat. And it was a blatant expose of why the Democrats have been on the wrong side of foreign policy and why we are more dangerous under Democrat leadership. Here she is with General Mad Dog Mattis, okay? And make no mistake about it, he doesn't mince words. He has a plan to kill everyone he meets, basically. That's his quote. And she is cross-examining him. And she said, well, what about the gays? What about the women in the military? What about this? The military is not a place for self-expression, number one. It is not a place whereby you go to be a champion for individual rights. You are a unit. You have a mission. You are in uniform. And there is a reason that everybody is the same, right? You all march in uniformity together, and you execute the mission. We have now, under Barack Obama's leadership, fantastic. We have a Harvey Milk gay naval battleship, okay? Where is that naval battleship? Is it just sitting in gay pride in San Diego, or is it really doing the job by defeating ISIS and our enemies abroad? And so the mission of the Democrat Party has been to institute affirmative action in our military, where that is the last place affirmative action needs to be instituted. Then we have Kamala Harris, the new senator who replaced Babs Boxer in California. She is a complete leftist, radical Marxist. She is cross-examining Mike Pompeo, who is going to be head of the, I think it is CIA. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, what about climate change? What about climate change? What about his job is to gather intelligence in order to keep us safe and secure. Who cares about climate change? But again, she is on the same mantra as John Kerry, where it's not ISIS that is creating terror and you know, killings, mass killings.
Oh, no, it's global
air
warming.
Air conditioners and BTUs and climate change, which is spurring all of this Islamic hate. I mean, what a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, it's and I got to tell you, in each case, whether it's Mattis, Pompeo, Rex Tillerson, Jeff Sessions, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the quality of people they are. Even though you look at, you know, and Sessions, of course, has been scathed. I thought it was embarrassing, I believe, especially when they had the six black representatives coming, including Cory Booker. And to me, I think Cory Booker, if this was a card play for him to accentuate his presidential aspirations, it fell absolutely flat because he was absolutely hollow. He came off with generalities. He wasn't specific. The two other men with him as well, a former civil rights activist who probably deserves some respect, but they came in with such chips on their shoulders, and they were upset because, you know, as I think the president of the or the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus put it, or maybe it was the NAACP, said this is likened to putting us in the back of the bus. He had to throw the race card out there. And I thought that was disgusting, and I thought he should have been called on it right away. He also said something else. He basically told the senators there and the chair that if they supported, they voted for Jeff Sessions to confirm him, that his problems were going to be their problems. It was totally on them, and it was also a strike against civil rights for voting. I mean, you talk about throwing the race card out in the middle of it. I thought that deserved immediate censure. He should have been called on it right there at that moment. The three other gentlemen that supported Jeff Sessions said, you don't hear about it. I mean, I'm watching CNN. All they talk about is Cory Booker and the two other gentlemen. And John Lewis was one of them. And then
Elijah Cummings, was it?
No, it wasn't Elijah Cummings. He's the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. And they talk about them. Nobody says anything about the three other guys who worked with Jeff Sessions for 20, 30 years, and also black men, said there wasn't one iota, one expression of prejudice or any kind of racism in Jeff Sessions and their experience working together with him, and how they got promoted, and you know, was just lauding his praises from a very practical and specific sense. No broad brush. And it was a clear distinction between these two. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, are we talking about the same guy here? And it was just flat out embarrassing, you know, for the Democrats and the way they came out to try to malign Jeff Sessions. So that was my takeaway on that one.
Well, yeah, and of course the Democrats are always going to play the race card because that's all they've ever played. It's kind of like just hit rewind. Is it Groundhog Day again?
Yes.
And so they'll always resort to character assassination when they have no facts to back up or no defense of their failed policies. You know, someone educated me the other day, Bill, and I thought I would share it with you because I never knew this. And I get callers when I host the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Mm-hmm. And one caller in particular, Gary, called up and said, you know, he said, and the poorest of the poor, the very poorest of the poor in this country, who need to go to food kitchens to get food, need an ID in order to get a plate of food or a bag of food.
Oh, wow.
And he obviously had he's poor himself.
Mm.
And he said, so why do I need to get an ID as the poorest of the poor in order to get food? Why do I have to show an ID? But I don't have to show an ID when I vote.
Wow.
And so the disenfranchisement of supposedly poor people can't get IDs, or, you know, they're disenfranchised by being required to get IDs, is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And knowing that we have Americans that are starving, that have to go to food kitchens, and we have the biggest income disparity right now under Democrats, specifically in California, if you look at the income disparity, you know, if the Democrats have a corner on income inequality and how to solve it, then why isn't income inequality solved in the last 8 years under
Barack
Obama?
Well, they keep expanding it.
Or in California.
Yeah, they keep expanding it.
Right, or in California.
Yeah.
It's simply expanding.
Yeah.
And so for this whole, once we institute a national voter ID law, which is something that I'm going to be championing, and I think that Jeff Sessions could, as Attorney General, certainly be an advocate for, the Democrats will always keep the rhetoric going, because that's what works with their base, and that's what divides us as a country. The Republicans will never win another election again unless we secure our borders and institute a national ID law.
Exactly.
When it comes to voting.
Well, Megan, I want to talk to you about we got about a minute and a half or so left. The president's long bye-bye speech there in Chicago, and you had a great headline, I think, that really points out, and that was, who was this person? We'll never know.
Well, that's right. And for Barack Obama to choose the community that he supposedly organized at one point in his life, and then to fly in there and pat himself on the back for 52 nauseating minutes, and he is standing on the graves of 800 people who were murdered this year in Chicago. In 2016. Every 2 hours, someone is shot. Every 11 hours, someone is murdered. There is a 50% black unemployment rate for youths or young adults between 20 and 24. 73% of whites are unemployed. 70% of Latinos are unemployed. And what we have in Chicago is not a gun violence problem. It is a gang violence problem directly related to sanctuary city status that has harbored gun running, criminal activity, and gangs.
Well, this has been an ongoing problem, and of course here it is, like you say, you know, you would think of all places, the president's own hometown, it is, it's been indicative, I believe, of his administration and his policies, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he is just so incredibly intellectually dishonest, and he's just a dishonest person, and he has so much hubris and love for himself that he chose the city by which has suffered the greatest under Democrat policies.
Well, he's not going away riding into the sunset. He's going to stay in D.C. and stay active, and the community organizer will organize from the point of Washington, D.C. now. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bill.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just play Like Me Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, here every day, Monday through Friday. Good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, look, if you want some more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it has become quite obvious that the tables have turned. And I know some would say, hey, look, this is what Republicans did to the Democrats, so now all is fair in love and politics, I guess. Because it is quite obvious the Democrats want to do everything they can to invalidate and hinder this presidency. I mean, it's to the point that it's beyond disgusting what is going on. I'm not sure that this was the way that Republicans, in terms of the way they handled it, but it's sad for all that we've gone through, because the people that are suffering are we, the people. Stacey Washington is with us right now, a member of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, a local radio host in St. Louis, Missouri. Stacey is also an Emmy-nominated TV personality and popular public speaker. Stacey, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being able to come on and make some time for us, because I did want to talk about your article regarding the overtness of the Democratic Party do everything they can to put the stick in the spokes of one Donald Trump before he heads into the Oval Office and gets the keys from Barack Obama. And, you know, the people that are going to pay the price for it, once again, are us, we the people.
Well, we've seen a lot coming through this week with the confirmation hearings. And And while there have been a few substantial questions, real policy-oriented questions, the majority of the discussions have hinged around the throwing of the race card. Mm-hmm. And I really think Americans are tired of that. Even people who voted for Hillary Clinton understand that race is not the number one issue facing Americans right now. So we have the end of the historic two administrations of the first black president, and we have the Democrats still acting like it's the Jim Crow era.
Right.
Americans want to have solutions for the problems that we're facing. It's Obamacare. We have to have that repealed. It's dying on the vine. And we have to give options to Americans who have had their financial futures completely destroyed by this horrific piece of legislation. And that's just Obamacare. If you look at Syria and Aleppo and the problems we're having in the Middle East, these are intractable issues that will not be taken care of by simply saying, well, you know, we're going to take another tax. Donald Trump's actually going to inherit the worst situation in the Middle East that we've seen in my adult lifetime. Mm-hmm. And ISIS is not going to be able to be removed unless we send in 40 to 100,000 ground troops. So we're talking about something that the American people don't have the will to do. Donald Trump didn't run on ground troops in the Middle East, so we won't be doing that. That means we have to cede more control to Russia, who is willing to go into Syria and actually wage a war. Well, Russia is not a good enough of an actor, enough of an ally to us right now in this moment for us to trust them to do the right thing in Syria. So these are the kinds of discussions that Americans want to hear. We don't want to talk about race. We don't want to talk about sexism and misogyny. We don't want to talk about LGBT troops serving openly in the military. We want to talk about the things that Americans are actually facing every morning when they get up and get their kids ready and start dropping people off to school and going to work. Americans want solutions. That's why we elected Donald Trump. And the confirmation hearings are just more proof that the Democrats are not only out of touch, but their prolonged temper tantrum is going to harm and damage our prospects going forward in the new administration.
Well, what I think is quite exposing here, Stacey, is that they're asking questions they should have been asking themselves 8 years ago. You know, they ask these questions like as if they have no responsibility whatsoever. It's like, well, where have you been, you know, to handle this stuff? And as you say, they're off message. And I was embarrassed, frankly, for, you know, Cory Booker and you know, John Lewis and the other gentleman who was the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, the way they went after Jeff Sessions in a very broad sort of broad brush sort of way. No specifics. It was all general. And then in contrast, you had the three other gentlemen who actually worked with Jeff Sessions, you know, 20, 30 years, and they had specific examples. They all said, you know, with consistency, there was never one iota of racism in Jeff Sessions. And, I mean, you go, wow, we're talking about the same people here. And, you know, and I think for Cory Booker, who has ambitions to become president, he really exposed himself. I thought he expended a lot of political capital unnecessarily.
Well, the interesting thing about Cory Booker is that his flip-flop, he actually is priming himself to become a candidate just like President Obama, who flip-flopped on homosexual marriage and so many other things. And Cory Booker has flip-flopped on Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm,
Last year, Cory Booker said in 2016 that he was honored to hand out these memorials and it's like an award ceremony they were at, and they were honoring people who worked for civil rights. And he said he was honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with Senator Jeff Sessions, his colleague, who had such an exemplary record on, you know, completely destroying the KKK in Alabama, mm-hmm. prosecuting a KKK member who actually killed a black man just for the sake of killing him because the KKK ordered him to,
exactly.
Forcing the KKK in Alabama to sell their $7 million building to pay out the judgment to the widow of this man who was killed so senselessly. So, and that's just a part of the record on Senator Sessions. He has an exemplary record on civil rights and fighting for equality and justice in a state that really had quite a patchy history on race relations up until Jeff Sessions really changed the direction of the thought down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that Cory Booker is seen as this poster child and kind of successor to President Obama. That's a horrible thing for him to want to step into, by the way, because Obama's legacy is about to be erased by Donald Trump.
You know,
and so, you know, we're looking at, honestly, First of all, Cory Booker, his behavior yesterday was shameful. He broke Senate protocol in testifying against another sitting senator. But beyond that, it was Kristen Gillibrand bringing a discussion that's supposed to be about military readiness and testing the effectiveness of the future leader of our armed forces, instead discussing LGBT service. Yes. And
she doesn't understand what lethality means.
Lethality,
I can't even say it right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
It's like, come on, you know, you got to figure out what is the mission of the military. It is not about anything but being prepared to wage war and defend the country.
To kill the enemy in close quarters, hand-to-hand combat, to withstand the rigors of no bathing, no showers, no bath facilities, no restrooms, to eat on the fly, to be able to carry another man who weighs more than you for long distances if he's injured. I mean, the things that military members are expected to do as in their service to this country, General Mattis at least understands.
He brought it to the point, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And I just, when I hear him talk, it reminds me of sitting and listening to my dad talk about some of the very best minds in the military when he was serving in the Army. And he had such a great level of respect for individuals who took the time to go to war college and then came back to lead troops to victory. And these men cared deeply for the well-being of those who were placed under their command. And I feel General Mattis has that same type of, it's an inner strength that comes from knowledge and service. And Kristen Gillibrand really, she really shamed herself as well by demeaning what they do and the seriousness of it by changing it into a sexual discussion.
Yeah, it makes it obvious. They do not understand. But this is somebody who hasn't served in the military. She doesn't understand this. And this is what is part of the challenge that we have in the country, that so few serve in the military. In these final seconds here, Stacey, Democrats are in full measure, including the president, who said he was looking for a smooth transition, do everything they can to invalidate and to put into question the presidency, the legitimacy of one Donald Trump.
I think they're not going to be successful, and thank God.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're going to ultimately be successful, but I'm still thinking that what it's doing is maintaining the agitation. It is not bringing us together and uniting us the way they talk about, we want to be the United States. Well, go be the United States instead of trying to divide us all. Stacey Washington, I'm Bill Martinez.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great, as always, to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. We need you to get involved, for your own mental clarity, to get involved in the conversation. You know, otherwise you just stay all pent up and you get frustrated, but you got to be able to talk some of these things out. And, to this point, we have Lauren Kitchen-Stewart here with
Thanks
us because she's the resident psychologist. She keeps me balanced here. Of course, Lauren is a professor, a national speaker. You know, she does conferences. She's everything, and my dear friend, and it's always good to have her with us. Lauren, how you doing?
Oh, it's good to be here. My Christmas decorations are still up.
Are they still up?
Hard to believe. They're still, and now I'm starting to, get embarrassed about myself.
Well, even Catholics put them down at the end of, the Epiphany. I mean, that was, last weekend. I mean, it was last week, but then, Mass was on Sunday, so that was the official final day and the conclusion, supposedly, of Christmas. But, hey, I don't blame you. I mean, it's hard to let go of Christmas sometimes,
Well, for me, I haven't had time. I'm leaving to go out of town this weekend, and next week I'm thinking of all I've got to do. And so it just takes, you have to have a full day. It takes a while to get them all down. I think I told y'all we're trying to find a way to get our trees and wrap them and put them up where we don't have to go through all that. Because I'm like, oh, the ornaments are perfectly placed. Can we just wrap them in saran wrap and pull them out next year? So Robin's trying to work on a plan that will make it easier so we don't have to totally dismantle everything.
So what is he going? He's consulting with the engineers at MIT in order to wrap up your Christmas tree?
Yeah. He actually goes on the Internet and goes to Pinterest, which he loves Pinterest. He's I never use cookbooks anymore. I never, use books anymore for how to do stuff. He said, I always go to Pinterest. And, you can type in, how do I build putting my Christmas tree up without, putting it away effectively? Mm. And it'll have it right there. I mean, Everything is at our disposal now. So we just have to get a game plan. But I'm ready now. I haven't been ready, but just in the past couple of days, I'm I'm ready to move on with the new year and the inauguration coming up. So
exactly.
I'm ready now, but I wasn't before.
Well, Robin's like my son David. See, he goes to the Internet on everything. What scares me about David is that, he figures out it doesn't matter. Whatever it is that needs to be done, he'll figure out a way to do it. And what I'm concerned about is one day one of his friends is going to come and say they need brain surgery. He's going, I'm going to go to YouTube. I got it. I got that. I'm going to YouTube. I got it figured out,
And I got a degree offline. I got it all offline. I don't even have to leave my house, and I can do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Why not? Hey, speaking of which, let's transition to the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Did you catch, I know you did, Meryl Streep's response? I think she just absolutely messed up her award. And not only, I mean, there were a couple of, conservatives, Vince Vaughn even Mel Gibson. He said, oh, she's not doing that, is she? I mean, she's
Wait a second. I do have to tell y'all something. Now, realize that I'm not the way I used to be because I have a 6- and a 7-year-old.
Yes.
So my world is different than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
So we have to bring it down to a 6- and 7-year-old level?
No.
Okay, SpongeBob. Did you see the SpongeBob SquarePants?
I forgot that it was on. I do know a lot of people that were nominated because I read through that, and Florence Foster Jenkins was one of my favorite movies.
You like that? You
liked
it.
Oh, my word. So she won for that? She won for Florence Foster Jenkins?
No, she didn't. She got the Cecil B. DeMille. She got the Cecil B. DeMille Award for her breadth of work. And she's not 80 years old. Somebody said she was 80. I don't know if Donald Trump did.
Her work is like 100 years old. I mean, she has done so much in her lifetime that goes all the way back to Deer Hunter and to what was the other big, huge film that she did back in the day that was a
Didn't she do Kramer versus Kramer? Wasn't it first
Kramer
one?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah.
But y'all remember Deer Hunter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was her breakout role, I think, and that was probably in the 70s.
Well, of course. And then she, Mamma Mia, I mean, she's done some musical things that, I don't necessarily agree with Trump. Trump, you know, she kind of attacked Trump. She, instead of just accepting
really?
Her award, she...
I didn't know about any
Yeah, of she put Trump down and, she went in and of course, she was very pro-Hillary and still stinging from it and, had to use that time. And I thought, oh, my goodness, are we listening to the stage of Hamilton once more? And it was, disappointing, because here
well,
it is
that's
the Cecil B.
For me.
Well, she probably forgot Cecil B. DeMille. Cecil B. DeMille was known for the Ten Commandments,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that bothers me. And if I had been watching it, I would have been seething because that's not the time nor the place. But the way people look at it is, hey, this is my moment to shine and talk about what's on my heart. But now he has been elected. He is going to be our president, and to me that's disrespectful. And honestly, now I'm not thinking that well of her because it's just inappropriate. What does it say about our character when we don't know how to pick and choose wisely when we say what we say, especially in our 60s? Mm-hmm. I'm hoping by that point in time that I'm better off than I am today and that I wouldn't take that time to be insulting to someone who is going to be the president. That's the thing that bothers me. Even if I wasn't a fan of a past president, I wouldn't have done that, unless you wouldn't either.
Well, it dishonors everybody. Dishonors, the Golden Globes in and of itself, the other actors that are there, the audience. I mean,
booing or cheering, what was the response?
They were kind of stunned. There were some people that did applaud because that's the, that's kind of the cool thing to do
that's
right
true.
Now amongst liberals, birds of a feather, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell, I mean, there were some people, there was, tweets out there with Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson. A look on their face was like, oh my God.
Showed close-ups of their faces while she was doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But that's what you do to yourself when you let it all hang out. And like I said, you debase the whole quality of the award of what you got. I mean, my thought was as she was doing it, I go, okay, so you'd much rather get the from Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger. You'd much rather get the Margaret Sanger Award here than is what you... Oh, no, we didn't mean to give you the Cecil B. DeMille Award. You want the Margaret Sanger Award. Okay, fine. Let's just keep it all political. But, Lauren, after all this is all said...
Well, they were starting to calm down a little.
I hope so.
Just a little. But they seem like they were, and that's why it's even more frustrating. It's like you got to go in there and stir stuff. I mean, so she said things that were degrading about him specifically.
Yes.
It
right.
wasn't just about her belief, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, it just was stuff, and then, right about the time you think things are calming down, and then we go into the hearings, and we hear what's being said about Jeff Sessions and Rex Tillerson and some of the partisanship and, things that the Black Caucus were echoing the other day, and I thought, really? Come on, you're going to throw the race card down in the middle of all this conversation? I mean, how do we reason together if you're going to blow up the bridge that connects us?
Well, right, and I thought that last night because we were watching some of the comments, and I was just really aggravated. And I was sitting there saying, okay, now how would I feel, though, if, you know, if Hillary had won and all this was going on with people that she was considering? I really was trying to put the shoe on the other foot, but I still wouldn't think it was appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I tried to pass it through that side of my brain, mm-hmm. you know, okay, I want to be fair about this. But it's just, for one thing, it's not true. You know, a lot of these things are being said. And another thing, it's just not appropriate and it's needless. But, I mean, it seems like that's the point that we've gotten to. And that's why the election, I think, was so frustrating for so many of us, is because it got so nasty. And, mm-hmm. you know, why can't we just present the facts and be above board about things and be quality people with character? And that doesn't seem like it's happening. And when it's with your lawmakers and people that have been put in leadership, you really start to be discouraged because you're hoping that these are going to be exemplary people full of character, and it's just not that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly it does. And even more, you know, to dovetail into that, Lauren, is that we end up talking about all the wrong things. We end up talking about the offense instead of coming to the solution. It
right.
gets so mired, you know. It's like, you know, we just spent all this time on all this hyperbole. I mean, it's kind of like right now the Republicans seem to be on the defense over this whole Russian scandal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't the Republicans that did it. It was the Democrats. And guess what? They were caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And somehow the Republicans can't seem to come back with a reasonable response to say, hey, guys, you know what? I agree. You know, we do need to investigate this, and this needs to be a bipartisan effort, and, you know, and let it go from there, because anything that they want to counter or say, look at, you know, you guys got your hands caught in, you know, it wasn't wrong. I mean, you know, the Russians, you know, regardless of the information is right. You guys tried to rig the contest. I mean, you were rigging the contest. You got caught rigging it again, you know, for Hillary, against Bernie Sanders, and then also against Trump for Hillary. So mm-hmm. your hands in the cookie jar, you got crumbs all over your face, you got caught, and so now you want to blame the Russians for your deception.
Right. But see, this is why we're at this place with people wanting something different. And I don't know why last night, but I just had some time on my hands, and I had recorded a special on Trump and mm-hmm. the whole election.
Yeah.
And as I was watching that, and I'm listening to you now, you're talking about politics. You're right. talking about frustration. Why aren't the Republicans standing up? Well, that's why he was elected. One of the main reasons is that people were tired of the whole political scene, Democrat, Republican, across the board. You know, why can't they just come back and say, but this is what happened, this is where it originated, and they're not doing that. That's why he got elected, somebody that comes in fresh. They're not a political person to just say, let's call it like it is,
exactly.
make some changes, and I care about America. So therefore, even more when that type of thing is happening, when these things are taking place, you're going, we're glad that he was elected. That's what it reminds me of, that we did the right thing. And when I was watching that last night, I was still thinking, what a miracle that he was elected. Even, I mean, I still
in spite of all this
shaking myself going, well, Carl, you know, I don't even know that I would have Carl Rove on Fox anymore, because, you know, they showed him like from beginning to end and
right.
ignore him. Oh, he means nothing. Oh, and I'm like, y'all are listening to him now. He's like, oh, he's great.
Well, we got to leave, Lauren, we got to leave it right there and look forward to the inauguration a week from today. Lauren Kitchen-Seward, I'm Bill Martinez. Lolo, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid military spokesperson, Adam Pol-